John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, and we're here at the 2017 MAX conference, put on by the fine folks at Northwest Credit Union Association. So welcome, John.
Thank you for having me. It's great
to be
here.
Yeah. Hey, you presented today with Mark and Jim, talking about cybersecurity, and that is a very popular topic, unfortunately, today. So, what was your part in the presentation that kept people on the edge of their seats?
Well, what I like to think is that I made them aware of the problems that are happening. The reality is, no matter what your business, and especially in the credit world, there are going to be cyber threats. They're not only going to go after money, but they're going to go after your customer information. You lose that, you lose your reputation, yeah. You lose your branding. All you have to do is think of the companies like Target, mm-hmm. Home Depot. Mm-hmm. When we say those words today, what do we think of? We think
that,
of hacks.
Exactly. I mean, you can spend years and years building a great reputation. It only takes one hack to take that trust away really quickly.
And the reality is that one hack, it's not a question of if. We've all been saying it's when, and it's also what are you going to do? That's what separates the good companies from the bad today. Mm-hmm. Do they have a way to respond? Are they prepared for when this takes place?
What are a couple of takeaways or key points in your part of the presentation that you could share with us?
A lot of companies put a lot of time and money in investing on preventing hacks from happening. That's good.
Yeah.
You need to do that. But the inevitable is going to take place. You know, you have locks on your doors, but houses get burglarized all the time. Mm-hmm. You need to be prepared. That's why you have homeowners insurance.
Right.
You want to have the same type of preparation to have a plan. Not only do you want to look at cyber insurance, but you want to know who are you going to call when something like this happens. Mm-hmm. You're in the business of credit unions. You're not about fixing cyber hacks.
Right.
You want to make sure you know the people to pick up the phone mm-hmm. that are going to take over and solve that problem for you.
Goodness gracious. I mean, this is such a hot topic because, I mean, obviously Equifax happened just a few weeks ago, Home Depot, Target, Michael, all that type of stuff. It seems like these breaches are getting bigger and bigger, and the consequences are getting bigger and bigger, because I talked to one person who said, we're not going to feel the effects of the Equifax breach for like another 3 or 4 years because of the type of information that was hacked or taken. So, I mean, what's your take on all that?
I get asked a lot of times, and in today's presentation, people came up afterwards and asked, how do I find out if I've been a victim? You should approach everything today by assuming you have been a victim. Equifax.
Already?
Well, Equifax is estimating that 150 million people. Yahoo, it was 3 billion.
3 billion, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
There's 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
I usually like to approach things assuming that at least 6 billion of those people have internet access.
So
and
half
hacked.
The population of our planet. Have been hacked.
At
basically.
Least, and virtually everybody in the United States. And you know, it's not just you and I as adults.
Mm-hmm.
It's our kids that are too young to do anything, but their identity perhaps has been compromised. You have a savings account for your child to help them get started.
Yeah.
Their information is compromised. They may not find out to their adults. Meanwhile, somebody could be running up millions of dollars of debt, criminal record. There's a lot of liabilities for the banks unless they take steps to mitigate the potential lawsuits.
So this is our new normal now. So is there a solution that we can take for this? Because, I mean, it's not going to go away, obviously, and it seems like it's going to get more and more intense. So what can we do in the meantime, or what can we do to enhance our security?
The first thing people need to understand is that you're right. It's not going to go away. There's always going to be criminals, but the people that grew up and became criminals a generation ago, they're not like today's criminal. Today's criminal is growing up behind a computer screen. It's so much easier to rob a bank from your mom's basement than it is to go out and get a gun and try to hold up some sort of place. That's where we're going to see more and more cybercrime. We're always going to have to face that, so we need to recognize it's not just about prevention. It's about having the plans. For example, if you were hacked today, does your credit union know who's going to be in charge of the recovery process? Who is going to lead the way? What information is important that we need to recover? Also, 48 different states have 48 different laws. You have to comply with every one of those laws wherever your customer happens to
really?
Be.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And most people can't even fathom doing that. But there's private businesses out there that's all they do.
Okay.
Know who they are
yeah,
so that when
yeah.
something happens, you can contact them, turn the whole problem, and you can focus on telling your customers it's going to be okay.
What a spider web that is. If there's 48 different, oh my gosh.
Brought to you by the convenience of your federal government, yes.
Congratulations.
If there's a way to complicate something, the government has found out how to do that. But you need to comply. If you have customers outside of your state, you need to comply with every single state law. and notify the people that you have complied. Then provide monitoring services for them and also fix the problem. Just because you provide a monitoring service doesn't mean they're made whole. Right. They're still a victim, and that's how companies get sued. Get a service that can protect you and make people whole again.
Yeah, exactly, and that trust factor as well. All right, last question for you. How do you see 2000? I mean, obviously, we've had some big breaches this year with Yahoo and Equifax, like what you were saying. How do we approach this in 2018? I think what you just said, obviously protect yourself, but are there any other means that we could do in 2018?
It is too late to approach this in 2018. I will tell you, the criminals today are already thinking ahead to 2020 beyond. The problem with law enforcement and the way things are done, we respond to the crimes. We're always 6 months behind in figuring out the solution.
Yeah.
What you need to be thinking is not just next year, but long term. You want to make sure that you have your operation plans in place, identify the people by name within your company, and also practice the scenario of what's going to take place. I guarantee you, these banks have run fire drills. The credit unions know what's going to do if a disaster happens.
Yeah.
Make sure you walk through the steps with your staff so that you know how to respond when the inevitable takes
place.
Have a plan.
All right, John, thank you so much. Appreciate the time as well. Awesome job as usual. Keep up the good work. Keep protecting us. All right.
And keep yourself safe.
That's right. All right. Thanks again, John. Appreciate the time. Well done, man.
Well done.